The principal of Selkirk Elementary School announced in an email on May 6 that a staff member has been removed after allegations of harm towards students surfaced on May 1. An email from Leslie Doran, shared with the news by a member of the school community, confirmed that the RCMP is investigating the allegations and that a police presence may be at the school in the coming days while information is being gathered. "We are now gathering more information about the allegations, following the processes established by the Safer Schools Action Plan, which informed the decision to involve the RCMP," Doran wrote. The Department of Education has not disclosed the employee's identity, citing the need to protect the privacy of staff and students, while the police investigation is underway. Doran wrote that no prior concerns had been raised about the employee before the allegations surfaced on May 1, adding that there has been no information suggesting any ongoing safety concerns for the public, the school community, or students in relation to the employee. "To date, the Department of Education has not received any information to indicate there are ongoing public, school community, or student safety concerns with respect to the employee," Doran wrote. The email states that the Department of Education will not be providing further details regarding the allegations at this time. "I understand that learning of this information may be difficult, and your natural reaction is to want more information. To protect the privacy of staff and students, the Department of Education cannot provide any further details," Doran wrote. The department did not respond to the news for further comment by publication as critical people were not available to provide a response due to an all-day meeting on May 8. "What I can say is that I, along with the Department of Education, take our obligation to protect students from harm at school very seriously," Doran wrote. The Safer Schools Action Plan was launched in 2022 by the Yukon government, and their website states that the plan makes staff more accountable and aware of student safety in schools across the territory. "All staff in schools are trained every year on recognizing when children might need protection, reporting to authorities, and supporting children who have made disclosures. This training is tracked and documented," the Yukon government website says. Doran's email explains that the school followed the processes outlined in the Safer Schools Action Plan. The email also directed parents to resources for supporting families and provided information on how schools protect students from harm by adults and how they respond when a student reports inappropriate behavior. With files from Dana Hatherley, contact Jake Howarth at jake.howarth@yukon-news.com.